You're listening to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg, Parshas Ekev. This year is dedicated to the English Master, my mother, Chai Rachel David Tzvi. And we're going to take a look at a Midrash in Devarim Rabbah, Parsha Gimel, Simen Gimel. And it's on the Pasuk, V'yadata ki Hashem Elokecha hu Elokim hakel ha-ne'eman. And you will know that Hashem, your God, is the God. He's hakel ne'eman, a faithful God. This is Devarim Zayin Tes. Now, before we even take a look at the midrash over here, I just want to point out a different midrash that's quoted by Rashi on a different pasuk, the pasuk in this week's parsha, that says that we have a mitzvah to achieve dveikus v'Hashem, to cleave to Hashem. And Rashi says, it's close to the end of the parsha, what do you mean cleave to Hashem? Hashem is this fire, he can burn us alive, or he's incorporeal, he doesn't have a body. How can you cleave to Hashem? So it says that, Rashi says, quoted in Chazal, that you have to try to connect to tzaddikim, achieve dveikus to tzaddikim. And we have to understand, if that's the case, then why does it say to cleave to Hashem? And just say cleave to the tzaddikim, what's going on here? So let's take a look at this midrash. The midrash is commenting on the words, Hakel Haneeman, he is the faithful God. So I'm going to go a little bit into the midrash, not starting from the beginning over here. It's a little bit of a lengthy midrash, but the main point I want to get to is as follows. So, Davar Acher Hakel Haneeman. Rabbanin Omre, the Rabbanin say, from the emuna, the faithfulness of humans, you can know the faithfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, a story in Maisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, there's a story with the great Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. He lived in a city in the south. And people went there to achieve parnasa. And they had a certain amount of barley that they deposited by him, and they forgot about it, and they went on their way. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair actually used that barley, and he planted it every year. And after 7 years, so the friend went there, Litzboa, son Litain Lahem, Miyad Hikiro, son Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair recognized him right away. Amar Lahem, Bo, Tzluot Sarseichem, come take your storehouses. Right? The storehouse that I planted for you, but it's from you, so really you can take it. You see from the faithfulness of human beings that you can know the faithfulness of Hashem, the integrity of Hashem. And of course, another story about Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, looks like a couple more stories. I'm just going to go to the end of the midrash because there's another story that it takes place. Maisa Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. There's a story about Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, one of the Zugo Shaloka Chamor Echad Miyishmaeli Echad. This is also quoted in the Gemara that he acquired a donkey from a Yishmaeli, an Arab, but his students realized that he had a beautiful gem around its neck. Amrullah, they said, Rebbe, Birkas Hashem, Hisa, Asher Hashem, this is a great blessing that Hashem made you rich. Amrullah, Rebbe Shem Meshatach, Amor Lukachti, Evan Tova Lok Lukachti. Shem Meshatach said, no, what are you talking about? I bought a donkey. I didn't buy a beautiful gem. Halach Lechazir Losa Yishmaeli, and he returned it to the Yishmaeli. The Korah Alev Osa Yishmaeli, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon Ben Shatach. And the Yishmaeli said, blessed is Hashem, the God of Shimon ben Shatach. And it continues, but basically another story of how we learn the emuna of Hashem through the emuna of humans. What does this mean? So I think what it means is that we know that, you know, Hashem is Hakel Ne'eman, that he is faithful, that we can trust him, we can rely on him to pay us back for everything. We say the words, but it's hard to really internalize that someone could have so much integrity and so much faithfulness, and no matter what you see going on, that you can be able to trust them. It sounds like something impossible, even if it's Hashem. But when you see human beings act in such a way, people conduct themselves with such integrity and such faithfulness and trustworthiness, that you see this happens with humans, and they say that they're doing it in the name of Hashem because of Torah and Mitzvos. So you end up saying, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shatach, Baruch Hashem Elokei Pinchas ben Yair. you end up acknowledging Hashem and his faithfulness and his integrity through them. Because if human beings can do this, then of course Hashem conducts himself in such a way of trustworthiness, of integrity, and he can pay back. And I think that's really what it's getting at. When it says cleave to Hashem, you have to connect yourself to Hashem. It's impossible to really fathom what that means. The goal is to have dveikus b'Hashem, but it's very hard to do in this world because we can't process how amazing Hashem is. But when you have human beings that act in the way of the Hashem, following in the way Hashem conducts himself, so to speak, that they follow Hashem's midos and do it in the name of Hashem, so then you can actually achieve dveikus to Hashem through the tzaddikim, through seeing midos of Hashem brought out into poel, into this world. And we should be zochah to have such tzaddikim in our lives and be able to see these midos and halavai, be able to elevate our own midos to be the midos of Hashem following v'halachta b'drachav.